Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Solar power is lighting up the landscape with panels popping up all over Rice County. Just recently, county commissioners approved two separate conditional use permits for two 1-megawatt solar gardens, each on 8 acres of land in Webster Township. David Watts is the developer representing USS Webster Solar LLC on behalf of landowners Mark and Jacqueline Pavick and Curtis and Marissa Olson. Discussing the Pavick land, Commissioner Mollica voted no, saying,
"I'm a firm believer in solar alternative energy, but I think that the solar companies need to find better places to put so it's not sitting right up on top of neighbors. I get it, but at the same time, we all need to be good stewards to our neighbors." And
while other commissioners also sympathize with the neighbor, it is an allowable use. Dockin added,
"I think that we probably should be looking at doing some standards, and I don't know how you put a standard on solar gardens that would not have some kind of a bearing on somebody's property, some way, shape, or form."
He expressed frustration over what he called the secretive nature of neighbors not knowing that nearby properties are being looked at until the solar company applies for a permit.
"And I think that that becomes the frustration of neighbors, that if you want a permit in an area, then why not go visit the neighbor?"
He compared it to a farmer putting up a hog barn and not talking to neighbors. David Watts said,
"Despite there not being any requirement to meet with the township or to reach out to any neighbors, we sent a flyer with all our contact information and asked for people to come contact us right when we submitted our application."
Mollica suggested a possible moratorium to take a step back and talk about standards. The Planning Commission approved both CUPs with 12 conditions. For the Olson property, Mollica again voted no, while Commissioner Gillen abstained from voting, citing a conflict of interest. Still, they both passed. Mollica reiterated,
"I think we have a lot of work that we need to do on tweaking our ordinances on solar. I'll leave it at that."
The city of Dundas has a moratorium on commercial solar gardens for the next year while they try to sort out standards. Solar gardens very often have multiple interests involved. I have links and more information on kymnradio.net. The city of Northfield is accepting orders for trees. The annual Arbor Day tree sale runs through April 20th. Streets and Parks Supervisor T.J. Heinrichsee said all the trees are 3/4 to 1 inch in diameter. There are a variety of trees offered to encourage diversity.
Because there's umpteen little bugs out there that love different trees. I mean, there's another one coming from the east that is not partial to any species of tree. It loves everything. So it virtually goes after maple trees. So there we go again.
The Dakota County portion of Northfield is in quarantine due to emerald ash borer. Heinrichsee chose a variety of tall and shorter deciduous trees for boulevards. The list is on the city's website, along with detailed information. This year, residents can purchase up to 6 trees to place anywhere in their yard. Place your order at the city's maintenance facility between 8 and 4, Monday through Friday. Payment in full is expected at the time of order. Volunteer organizations will plant them free of charge on May 12th. And the city of Northfield meets tonight at 6 o'clock in council chambers at City Hall. Those meetings are open to the public and are also streamed online on the city's website at ci.northfield.mn.us. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardig will be in studio at 7:20 tomorrow morning with a full recap. News from around the state is next.